You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a weak opening. GIFT Nifty traded a tad lower as the index was down 11.50 points, or 0.05%, at 22,078, indicating a negative start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 lost 92.05 points, or 0.42%, to settle at 22,004.70, while the BSE Sensex closed 361.64 points, or 0.50% lower, at 72,470.30. Key stocks to look in trade today are Hinduja Group, Cipla, Raymond, Religare Enterprises, Piramal Enterprises, Aster DM Healthcare, CDSL and Wipro, among others. Up next, the IMD has predicted intense rain and thunderstorm activity over Arunachal, Assam and Meghalaya today, and a fresh spell of intense rainfall or thunderstorm likely from March 30th. Meanwhile, fairly widespread rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning is very likely over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim from March 27 to 30th. A fresh western disturbance is likely to hit the Himalayan region, which will bring widespread light rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till March 29. Meanwhile, isolated hailstorms are likely over Himachal on March 28 and 29. Isolated heavy rainfall or snowfall also likely in the upper areas of northeastern states. Moving on, e-commerce platform Meesho is set to raise $300 million from a group of investors, which includes Tiger Global and SoftBank, according to industry sources. The funding round values Meesho at $3.9 billion, which is 20% lower than $4.9 billion it commanded during its previous fundraise in 2021. The reduction in value comes after Fidelity cut Meesho's valuation to around $3.5 billion in January. The development assumes significance as Tiger Global and SoftBank have not invested in India for around 18 months now. Further ones through, the funding round will be among the very few large rounds that have materialized in the last 1 year. In other developments, Indian companies have turned on raising funds from overseas, with registrations for external commercial borrowing reaching a four-year high of $38.7 billion in the April-January period of the current fiscal year. This marks a 52% surge from $25.4 billion recorded in 2022-23. Total disbursements during the first 10 months of FY24 stood at $30.1 billion, according to RBI data. Expectations of rate cuts by major central banks this year and a stable rupee have encouraged companies to tap foreign funds to meet their funding requirements. Companies are raising foreign capital primarily to fund capital expenditure. Of the total ECBs registered during April 2023, January 2024, more than three-fourths of the agreements were earmarked for capital expenditure, the RBI data show. Meanwhile, India's foreign trade is likely to push the country's GDP growth by about 0.3 to 0.4 PPS in Q4 FY24, after being a drag for three consecutive past quarters. In Q1, Q2 and Q3 of the current fiscal, net exports contribution to GDP growth was minus 5.5 PPS, minus 1.8 PPS and minus 1.2 PPS respectively. Typically, India maintains a merchandise trade deficit, while services trade is in surplus. On a net basis, the country's foreign trade in both goods and services turn out to be surplus in some quarters and deficit in others. Inflation and the value of the rupee are key determinants too. In Jan-Feb, India's overall trade deficit, including merchandise and services, stood at $2.7 billion, much lower than $8 billion in the comparable period of FY23. In other news, engineering goods exports this year have benefited from the free trade agreements with UAE and Australia, and change in direction of trade flows brought about by the geopolitical realignments. While engineering exports to the UAE rose 16% year-on-year to $5.22 billion in the current fiscal till February, shipments to Australia increased 5% to $1.30 billion during this period. While Russia has become a major trading partner in the last 2 years largely due to imports of petroleum crude, engineering exports to the country have doubled during April-February this year to $1.2 billion as compared to the same period last year. Lastly, wheat stocks in the central pool fell to a 16-year low of 7.73 million tonne due to low procurement for the last 2 years and aggressive sale of grains in the open market by Food Corporation of India this fiscal. Sources told FE that the stocks are likely to be precariously close to the buffer at 7.46 MT for April 1st. The last time wheat stocks were below the current levels was way back in 2008. It had then dropped to 5.8 MT on April in that year. After achieving a record procurement 43.3 MT in 2021-22 season, the purchase by government agencies under MSP operations fell to a record low of 18.8 MT in 2022-23 season. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.